Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. This is Word of Eternal Life from Parkland, Florida. This is transmitting through WCNO 89.9, the Good News Station. Today, I will talk to you about Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 onwards. Here, we speak about the miracles of Jesus, the series of how Jesus' ministries went on in this world 2,000 years ago, 2,024, 25, 50 years now. And Jesus was in this earth, and we know, we believe, many of us believe, there are others who does not have that belief that Jesus was in this earth and he lives, resurrected from the dead, and he lives in heaven and seeking everyone who is needed him. He is available by faith in him. And if you pray in his name, Christ is available to help us as humans. Jesus came to this earth to save the sinners and also heal the sick and deliver us from evil. The lie and falsification Satan has been telling from generation to generation, making people slaves of sin, keeping people to destroy and go to hell for everlasting punishment, which is what Satan wanted us to have. False faith, false belief, false gods, all of those things. If you sit around, simply sit and think about how, what all the faith, all type of faith in the world today, you can see the faults and mistakes, and people just continue following blindly many things that if you really think about, use your mind, and if you really think about many of the things, what is the truth? That's what we need to come up with. We need to see where is the truth. Jesus said that he is the truth. I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and life. John Gospel chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he was saying that in him was eternal life. That many things we need to be concerned about our life after we go from this earth. If we die, where are we going to go? Is there a place? Is there an eternity? Yes, our soul will never die. God will not want our spirit and our soul to die, and our soul and our spirit will live with God forever. If we believe in him, if we believe him only, the life everlasting will come to us by faith. And it's a spiritual thing. It is a spiritual thing that you can feel that happens in your heart when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he came and lived in this earth. He healed the sick, cast out the demons, and he walked on the water. He raised the dead from the dead, and many things, opened the eyes of the blind, healed the lepers, and many other things that we read from the Gospels. So here I want to read again about the miracles Jesus have conducted by healing the sick and helping them in their life. Here, verse 18 of chapter 9 of Matthew, while he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him. See, he had a discussion with the Jewish people before that concerning the fasting situation, that he was saying, they were saying that there is a system with John the Baptist had been doing, which he was fasting and his disciples were fasting, and Jesus was discussing about that subject, that you can fast. But the situation with the disciples of Jesus was that he was the Son of God. He was with them, and they had no need to fast and pray in order to see God at the time, because they were with the Lord Jesus already. They were saying, but so the Lord said, when I leave, my disciples will fast and pray. At this time, they are not required to do that because they are hearing my word. They are hearing life from my script, my word I am speaking. And they received eternal life. And at this moment, I am the Lord. I am their God. I am with them. So then he was us continuing. There was people came, and someone came, a ruler came and knelt before him. A ruler. Here we're talking about ruler means a guy, a man, a Jewish person who is conducting the caretaking of the synagogue. He's a synagogue ruler. His ruler came and kept before him and said, my daughter has just died. My daughter just died. But come and put your hand on her and she will live. Jesus got up and went with him, and so do his disciples. See, the synagogue ruler, as we read in another gospel, we have four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that it was said that he was a synagogue ruler. He came and knelt before Christ. See, a person, in order to do that, to by kneel down before somebody, that means you are regarded really very godly, a godly person, as they were thinking that he was a teacher of the law. He was preaching and teaching, and they did not consider him as God yet. They did not understand that Jesus was God, and inside of him, he was God. He was human form standing before the people. See, this is what I've been seriously thinking. How would people will recognize if a person is God? How would you recognize him? If God said that I will have an incarnation in the human form and I will be born in you one day, as God told Adam and Eve, right? And he came in the human form and he took his birth, and there was prophecies ahead of that saying that this is how this person will be born, and that person will be the Messiah. He will be the Christ. He will be the Savior of the world. He will be the Savior of the Jews and Gentiles, all. And when that person comes, you say, no, I don't know you. I have no idea. I don't want to believe in you. So how would you know that a God is coming in the middle of you? How would you know? See, if you don't have the faith in God, or if you don't look at his work, that same thing Jesus told the Jewish people at the time, if you do not believe in me, look at my work. See, the work was also specified by the prophets. The Messiah will do such and such and such and things, and when he does that, you will know by his work that he is the Savior, he is the Messiah, and his birth. And his type of birth, where he will be born. All this was foretold to the Jewish people at that time. Praise God. But somebody did not have the faith in him. They could not believe him. But this man seems like he is coming and kneeling down before Jesus Christ. And he said, my daughter just died. And Jesus got up and went with him. And so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. Cloak is his dress and his tassels on his clothes hanging from his shoulder. As the Jewish tradition, they had these designs of who is a rabbi. They know by the dress they have, and he had this typical Jewish dress that the woman came and she just touched the tassels of the edge of his clothes. And she said to him herself, to herself, if I only touch his clothes, his dress, I will be healed. See, Jesus was just turned around and going towards the young girl who died to raise her. Now, we will see that only at the end of it, that he goes and raises her. But as he was just about to leaving, this woman come from behind in the crowd, which was following Jesus, and came and touched. And she said inside of herself, if I only just touch his edge of the cloak, I will be healed. So Jesus turned around and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said, your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. See, this is what is called faith, and faith in God. See, you can have faith or you cannot have faith. But if you have faith, you have to have the faith in the right person. You have to have faith in the powerful God who has the power to heal you. You only need a touch. Even without you think he didn't know, you come from behind, because that great was her faith. He said, he will know. She believed that there is power in this Jesus. He can heal me even without he see me by his eyes. But the divine God's power, the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit in Jesus can see, and through that Jesus is God, and he can see her. He already knew her coming, that he knew she was coming. That is not happened without the information Jesus had. So this is God has all knowing. He is omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent. With his omniscience power, his knowledge, he knew your heart, where you are standing now or driving at this moment or sitting in the corner of the house or living room, a family room, or you are driving most of the time. The people in the early morning are driving. That's where this message is going out. Praise God. That Jesus can see you. The God, the creator of the universe, he came in human form. He was walking in the earth at the time. Now why? Now I'm saying he is sitting in heaven. His spirit, all the earth, he can see and he can feel, he can know everyone's need. So all you need is one touch from him. One Spirit of God, he sent his spirit, he sent his word, and he heals you, and he heals me. So all you need is the faith. He turns around and look at this woman and tell her, daughter, your faith has healed you. It's a faith. It's a faith who give her life through the power of God, that we need that faith. Now, the woman was healed from that moment. Now, it's going to the first part of this event, when Jesus was turning around to go to the ruler's house. Then he entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, and he said, go away. He sent those people away because they were playing flute or whatever instruments. They're making noise, but they were trying to keep the crowd calm and the parent or family members calm by making songs, musics, and as Jesus says, go away. See, you need the personal presence of the Lord. You don't need a lot of music, a lot of flute, a lot of instruments, all those, you don't need big noise. God does not need a lot of noise. But there's nothing wrong with making noise. Bible says that make a joyful noise to the Lord. Make a joyful song. Make a worship with many instruments. That's okay. But there are times that you need a personal quiet time with the Lord. See, this is what many people are missing. They go to the church, they have a wide varieties of instrument players and musicians singing on the platform or on the pulpit, and you also will stand and join. And I've seen many times a lot of people don't even open their mouth as they stand there and they just watch. See, they're like there to watch it. They don't participate. They don't worship God by opening their mouth, and they don't speak loud. And sometimes quietness is fine, but that has to be your personal time. See, you also need a personal time with the Lord. But this time, Jesus need that quietness. Jesus need to do his ministry right now. There is ministries with worship and praise, and there are ministries with preaching with loud voice, and there are ministries that you need to receive from the Lord and give a chance for the Lord to speak to you also. So you be quiet sometimes when you are alone at your home or a situation where you can be alone with the Lord. So now Christ Jesus, he want to be out of these noises, and then what he says, the girl is not dead but asleep. The girl is not dead, like her father said she was dead, but according to Jesus Christ, her spirit has not left her body yet. That's what Jesus mean here. She was only sleeping. Because it was a moment, a time that her spirit was still in her, in my suggestion. I do not know, there could be other interpretations. There are many others say different things, but Jesus wouldn't lie. That's what the thing about it. I wouldn't think Jesus was lying. She was just sleeping in the sense her spirit probably was in her, and she was already in a sort of quiet. Her body was quiet. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. See, Jesus said that she was sleeping. Now, when we see that it was not probably a normal sleep, it probably was not a normal sleep, like we sleep in the night or in the day. Oh, this was not a normal sleep, but this could have been. She was losing her conscience, and she was in some type of sleep. We do not know that. Only Lord Jesus know what type of sleep she was in. So she comes in, and they laughed at him, and he let the crowd stand outside. See, sometimes you don't need the crowd. You and your God by yourself. You want the Lord with you and let him pick you up. Let him lift your hands up. Let him hold you up from where you are. You need to spend the time with the Lord. After the crowd had put outside, he went in and took the girl by hand, and she got up. This was incredible. Jesus did not do anything. All Jesus did was he comes in and hold the young lady with her hand and lift her up. She got up. The news of this spread throughout all that region. All the region. This is how the Lord works, that you have to give him time alone. You got to spend some time with him. You need to have relationship with Jesus. Here, this story incident happened in Galilee, the town of Galilee, where Jesus had his ministry all around. Galilee, majority of his ministries. Because when we read it earlier, we see that he go to the other shore and then he come back to the previous location where all these things happen. And this was a miracle to the people who were watching him. And the young lady got up, and this news spread throughout the region. So Jesus had the ability to touch, and you only need a touch of him. The woman with the bleeding, and in another gospel, when we read, we see that this woman had for 12 years of history of bleeding, and she spent a lot of her money for doctors of that time. She spent many, many years of treatment, and it is a disgrace for a woman to come in public and say that she has this disorder. And it was not allowed to be in public places or even in the public appearance in homes, that she had such a horrible life. She was such a bad life that she was not able to be in the society or be with other people, have a good time. And she had been suffering severely and all these years. Friends, I have news for you that there are people today, maybe there is somebody listening, maybe have some ailment, some illness that has said doctors told you there is no cure. Your time is coming, and there are times, sometimes the doctor says a time for certain people, certain sickness. But I can tell you today, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, come on now and just pray. I will pray if you have that faith. If you turn to Jesus Christ, they just put their hand on. If you don't want to put any place, just put your hands on your chest. Then you pray in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, those who are believing in this miracle, those who believing in faith in Jesus Christ, that he can heal your sickness. I pray that those who hear right now, anyone has a situation, anyone who has any kind of illness, it could be a heart condition, it could be a blood condition, it could be a cancer situation, it could be arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, it could be any form of illness of your liver, your heart, your pancreas, your intestines, or any type of bleeding disorders, men or women, name of Jesus. I pray right now, Father, in your Son's name, Jesus' name, there is healing, that you make one touch. You touch this person, Lord, right now. Send your spirit, send your power, send your glorify your name, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. You was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call upon the name of Jesus Christ. We call upon the name of, amen, the one who has power over ailments, the one who has power over sickness, one who has power over diseases of any kind. In the name of Jesus, we pray, we rebuke the cancer, the cells, the deformation, wherever part of the body that cancer is. If it is doing the deformation of a disorganized cell growth, the ones that shouldn't be there, whatever cells, that body cells, which is growing uncontrollably, unnecessarily, without the proper formation of the body cells, they have to be rebuked. They have to be stopped by the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of Holy Spirit of God, Jesus, send your spirit, send your word that you will heal that any person who is sick right now, even a fever, Even a children who is suffering from epilepsy, seizures, amen, any disorders. Oh, Jesus' name, we thank you. Lord, thank you for your healing power and your healing touch. We thank you for healing many, many, many numerous people, those who believe in his name. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So there is the power of healing. The power of Jesus Christ healing has not been ended, and it will not end even in the when he returned to rule this kingdom, his kingdom in Jerusalem, sitting on the throne of David. He will be still have everyone healed. There will be no mute, there will be no deaf, there will be no disability. No one will have such conditions in the time Jesus Christ personally come and rule this world. And many people are disturbed hearing that. They may not understand. Well, you continue listening my messages and read the Bible, you will see the Lord Jesus returns, as he said, and he receives his saints in the midair, as it says in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 15, chapter 15, there you hear more passages about the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Jesus Christ, also in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, speaks about the resurrection of the dead. In the book of Isaiah, also you can read that. Like the dew of the morning, the earth will give birth to her dead. This is talking about again in the Old Testament time. If someone say it is not written in the Old Testament, yes, my friend, it is. The great prophet Isaiah, God was speaking through him. At the end of the times, there will be a resurrection of the dead. The one who believe in Jesus Christ, that is for the rapture of the saints. Those who live and those who died in Christ, all will rise. They will resurrect. But there will be a resurrection at the end of the ages after 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. That will be the resurrection of the people who were sinners, who did not believe in Christ, or who did not have any faith in God, or they did not repent when they were alive. They did not call upon the name of God. They did not believe in Jesus Christ, and they did not receive eternal salvation of their souls. Those people will resurrect at the end. They will go through eternal punishment. So this is the time to believe in Christ Jesus and get your eternal life secured. May the Lord richly bless you, and we will speak to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.